Good morning. May 19th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Overdose deaths are reported down for a third straight year, while Oklahoma has enacted a change allowing any person to possess, distribute, and administer emergency opioid antagonists and adulterant test strips. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. We'll start with a few headlines. In Arizona, Tucson.com reports that a judge is seeking a receiver to oversee healthcare for Arizona inmates. Nationally, Fox News reports on a new Republican proposal under which fentanyl deaths could cost drug dealers their lives. In Los Angeles, the New York Post reports that Mayor Karen Bass says no to needles, even as syringe handouts continue in MacArthur Park. On a separate national trend line, the Wall Street Journal reports that U.S. drug overdose deaths have fallen for the third straight year. That is a data point many programs and policymakers will likely watch closely against local shifts in public messaging. From the Social Pulse, one lived experience post on LinkedIn raises a practical concern about care and disclosure. Ozzie May asks what risks clients may face when they are open and honest with service providers or their care team, including whether sharing a history of substance use could carry consequences. A different post, shared by @absad_dar on X, highlights a case report from Insight, North America's first supervised consumption site. It describes reduced harms from the toxic drug supply in a client prescribed a powdered fentanyl alternative through a safe supply approach. There is also a contrasting opposition message in circulation. A post by Grok on X argues that jail can enforce detox and sobriety for people committing crimes or posing public safety risks, and says many drug courts and coerced treatment programs show higher completion rates than purely voluntary approaches for severe substance use. That is best understood as an example of opposition framing around coercive treatment and public safety. In city updates, San Francisco says it has reached its lowest level of unsheltered homelessness in 15 years. That announcement came from Mayor Lurie on May 12th through sf.gov. A few research items are also worth noting. One mixed method study in Harm Reduction Journal examines organizational approaches to fentanyl test strip distribution and training across multiple states. Another paper looks at dose response in harm reduction treatment, with and without pharmacotherapy, for people experiencing homelessness and alcohol use disorder. And in Los Angeles, another study explores disparities in access to resources for fentanyl overdose. Taken together, those research items point to a recurring operational issue. Access depends not just on tools, but on how organizations deliver them and who can actually reach them. On the policy front, Oklahoma has enacted a substance use-related change authorizing any person to possess, acquire, distribute, and administer emergency opioid antagonists and adulterant test strips. Also in the South, Georgia has enacted a measure providing Medicaid coverage for tobacco cessation treatments.
For funding, there are two current opportunities to flag. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity through NCIPC, with a deadline of June 8, 2026. And the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has the Providers Clinical Support System for Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD, treatment, with a deadline of June 15, 2026. There is also an open pitch opportunity from the Smart Family Fund through its Angel Philanthropy first-time grants. Those first-time grants range from $25,000 to $100,000. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging Congress to protect and expand critical HUD homelessness programs. Shatterproof is also asking for donations to support its addiction recovery work. If that HUD action alert is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking the congressional outreach details directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.